Okay, so of course, between Pesach and Shavuos, we were discussing the Mishnayos of Masechta Avos. So now the calendar dictates that with Shavuos, which is of course called Chag HaBikurim, for the next while we'll study Masechta Bikurim. The Mishnayos at the very beginning of Bikurim distinguish between two components of the mitzvah, Havas Bikurim, bringing the first fruits, as we'll see, of the Shiva Saminim to the Beis HaMikdash, and then something called Mikra Bikurim, which is familiar to us, ironically, not from Shavuos, but from Pesach, the Arami Oved Avi, which appears in the 26th chapter of Sefer Dvarim, the beginning of Parshas Kisavo. But what's interesting, and I thought tonight we'd just do it by way of introduction, is that there's an allusion to the mitzvah of Bikurim, according to Rashi, in this week's Parsha. The Pasuk says, V'chol truma sounds like truma, which is the unspecified amount that you have to give to the Kohen, any Kohen of your choosing. The Baal has what we call Tovas Hana. He can choose which Kohen to give it to. I could choose Dr. Gertler. I could choose Neil Yaros. I could think about the different ways that I might ingratiate myself to them and the different things that I could get from them in return. That's what we call Tovas Hana. So that's the rule with Truma. And Truma is, again, an unspecified amount according to the Torah. The rabbis came and said, less than 2% isn't so nice of the grain products, of the grape products, and of the olive products. So that's what the Pasuk seems like it's talking about. But Rashi quotes a medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, says that it would be hard to believe that this Pasuk was really talking about Truma. Because again, the Pasuk says, V'chol Truma l'chol katshe b'nei Yisrael asher yakrivu l'kohen lo yeah, that you would be makriv, that you would bring to the Kohen, they will be for the Kohen. And we know that the halacha, Rabbi Yishmael says, as quoted by Rashi, about the actual mitzvah of Truma, is that you don't bring it to the Kohen, but the Kohen is mechazer beveis hagranos, that the Kohen goes around to collect, and you can choose, and you can say, sorry, I already gave to this Kohen, I already gave to that Kohen, I already gave to that yeshiva, I'm all out. Okay, so that the Kohen is mechazer. The Pasuk says, asher yakrivu l'kohen, that sounds like we're talking about a different form of Truma. So this is already giving us a very important insight, that the Torah would describe Bikurim as a form of Truma, but Truma that's unique, because it's not just like the regular Truma, where you take, in some sense, the first of the fruits, and you give those to the Kohen, but this is Truma, which is sort of at the interface between Truma and Kodshim, because this is Truma that ends up, you know, on the Mizbeach, asher yakrivu l'kohen, that's the language of Karban. And as we'll discuss, a major aspect of the mitzvah of Bikurim is indeed the Karban aspect. Right? You bring it to the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, and he does a tenufa, which is a movement of literally molucho mevi, malo, morid, that's only associated with Korbanos. So the best way to think about Bikurim really is something at the interface between Truma on the one hand and Kodshim on the other, and that's really captured in this pasuk that we have, the Chol Teruma, the Chol Kodshe B'nei Yisrael, Asher Yakrivu LaKohen, no yeah. That Bikurim is really found at that space in between the notion of Truma, a gift to the Kohen on the one hand, and at the other hand, Asher Yakrivu, but it's also a Karban LaHashem at the other, and hopefully we'll be able to develop this theme of what is Truma, and what is Bikurim, and what is Kodshim, and to figure out the relationship between all of these different institutions. And again, I should remind everybody, and again, starting on Shavuos, was the beginning of the opportunity to bring the Bikurim and to perform the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, and you could do that all the way through Sukkos, and then after Sukkos, you could only bring the Bikurim, but you were no longer able to recite the Mikra Bikurim because it wasn't Zman Simcha, because Sukkos is the Chag HaSif, everything was gathered in. Technically speaking, you could continue to bring the Bikurim all the way until Chanukah time. So really the only place in the Mishnah that we find that Chanukah is mentioned. You can continue to bring the Bikurim until Chanukah time, but you would not be able to do the recitation of the Bikurim. So you look forward to getting to all the Mishnayos of Masechta Bikurim, a particularly beautiful Masechta, over the course of the next number of weeks and months.